It has been just a little over a month now that we've been getting together on Thursday mornings to talk with Kata Plus from the Contemporary Arts Network about interesting things that are going on in our community. We all want to get out, but where do we even start? Well, that's where the Contemporary Arts Network comes into play, and Kata Plus is once again with us this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, it's good to be here, Chuck. I'm doing amazing.
I understand there are some congratulations in order because the Can Talk podcast is...
The Can Talk podcast launched episode one.
Excellent.
It's finally on the digital streaming platform, so you can go check that out everywhere.
Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast, check out Kata with Can Talk, talking to local artists and really promoting...
That's right.
...the local scene, which, you know, bless you for on that one. Now, we got to talk about local things going on in our region. Starting actually tonight, we have activity.
Yeah, we do have some things going on. Sunsets on the River returning for its 13th summer with more fun for the whole family.
And this is at the Hermitage Museum and Gardens.
Yeah, we got Kaboom Box, Hampton Roads cover band specializing in the best dance, rock, and pop songs. The gates open at 5:30, music starts at 6. You can bring your own lawn chairs, blankets, and things like that, but don't bring alcohol.
Yeah, don't do that. They'll be selling inside, though, if you want to buy some.
Also, there's limited parking, so be aware of that. If you come after 6, you can expect to walk from neighborhood parking, but do not park in front of anyone's driveway. You will be towed.
And mind the fire hydrants, too. They're very much sticklers about that.
All right, so I hope to see you guys there for that.
Excellent. And what about tomorrow night? What's up?
All right, we also have rooftop movie night at Assembly. They're going to be playing The Sandlot. That's PG, so parents, you can bring the kids. It's going to start at 7:15, and it's going to end at 10 p.m. 7:15, just to hang out, chill, talk, and then the movie starts at 8. That's going to be tomorrow night.
Nice.
And for all the pizza lovers like myself, they're going to have themed pizza for purchase by the neighborhood pop-up with Chef David Hanna and snacks including popcorn in-house. Other snacks are welcome. It's going to be free for tenants and members, but then for non-members, it's going to be
$5. All right, and jumping ahead to Saturday, the big one has returned again.
That's right, Chuck. We got the Stockley Gardens Art Festival. That's going to be in Norfolk from Saturday to Sunday. A two-day event featuring over 125 artists from across the U.S. and overseas to participate and showcase their art in a variety of mediums, including photography, pottery, sculpture, painting, mixed media, and jewelry.
And I got to jump in again because Stockley Gardens, again, it's in a neighborhood, so do not park in front of driveways or fire hydrants.
And you park in the proper spots because you don't want to get your car towed. Then you got to get an Uber or Lyft to go pick it up and all of that. And
it'll be a rough scene.
Yeah.
All right, so we have Southside covered. What about events on the peninsula this weekend?
Yeah, Chuck, over in Hampton, we're going to have the Fox Hill Festival. That's 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Cool.
That's going to be on Saturday. We're going to have parades, exhibits, crafts, food, beverages, bands, and music. All type of fun stuff for the kids, for the whole family.
And really interesting about this as well is there's a history component to the festival surrounding Fox Hill and the Watermen, so definitely check that out. We have time, I think, Kata, for one more event. How about something a little bit more low-key, maybe comedy-related?
Yeah, Chuck, last name, we got Kazi's Comedy Club and Tavern. That comedy show is going to be Sunday at 7 p.m., tickets $15. So if you're looking for a laugh, go check that out.
All right. And we've given you, again, a lot of information. I know this is a lot coming at you, but thankfully, the folks at the Contemporary Arts Network have put all of these events and more very neatly up on a website, and that website is?
That website is creatorworks.org. That's creatorworks.org.
Kata Plus is the host of Can Talk, which is the Contemporary Arts Network's new podcast featuring local emerging artists. Great things going on in culture. Be sure you check that out on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you find your podcasts. Kata, thanks a lot for stopping by, and hopefully we'll see you back here again next week.
Thanks, Chuck. Talk to you next week.
This is Morning Edition on 89.5 WHRV.